Dear friends and family of all the students at Faith Lutheran School, dear members of Faith Lutheran Church, it is a pleasure to see you tonight. The graduation address is based on a passage the eighth graders picked that I am absolutely stoked that they picked because it is a passage I quoted very often in class with them. We ended the year reading part of a book called Prepared to Answer. That is a book about anticipating the different questions Christians get regarding their faith and belief in Jesus. So, it looks like something got through. And they picked a wonderful passage from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Peter writes, "But in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." And to you especially, my first eighth grade class. Right before I left for college, let's see, this was fall of 2006, I tested for my black belt. And when you test for your black belt, at least for my school, the head of the school presides over the testing, but a bunch of black belts also sit on the board. And they're also critiquing you, and at the end they'll comment on how well you did, and they'll all give a little speech at the end. And a very common theme that they'll mention, that my instructor mentioned, that he mentioned many times before, is that a black belt isn't the end of the journey. A black belt is just another step. It is a mastering of the basics. A mastering of the basics. And they encouraged me to keep going, keep learning, keep progressing. By God's grace, I tested for my second degree black belt before I came here. Took a long time, usually takes 2 years. But, you know, college is busy. But that phrase they told me, a mastering of the basics, is what's echoing in my mind tonight as I look at every one of you. Your education at Faith Lutheran School is a mastering of the basics. Throughout all of class this year, we very, very often, very regularly came back to law and gospel. Doesn't get any more basic than that in the Christian world. This is a mastering of the basics. I hope that after tonight you will be just as dedicated to worshiping regularly, to growing in your relationship with Jesus, and especially to pursuing the passage that you picked tonight. In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer. Boy, if there's one phrase that could describe your upcoming high school years, yeah, you better believe that's going to apply. Always be prepared to give an answer. Oh, are you going to have a lot to answer for? People all over in your life are going to be asking you about your faith, asking you about what you believe. You hold that the world was created in 6 days, in six 24-hour days? Do you actually believe that? And you're going to have to give an answer. Hopefully, God willing, it is yes. And whatever words the Holy Spirit chooses to give you at that moment. A very common and strong temptation for high schoolers is how to live a life that pleases God in obeying the sixth commandment. When I was in high school, the statistic was that 2/3 of all sophomore boys had already lost their virginity. It's not a pleasant statistic. The average age where a boy loses his virginity now is 17. It's going to be a very strong temptation. And you're going to be pressured. You're going to be very pressured. Locker room talk, outside of the locker room. So you're going to do what everyone else is doing? How's it going with that girl you're dating? Have you gone there yet? Ho-ho! And they're going to put you on the spot. What answer are you going to give? I pray God's blessings for you when that time comes. It'll delve into every area of your life. People will know you're a Christian. Well, so you must have one set political view then, because you're a Christian. Well, hopefully you'll give them a better answer than, yes, all Christians have the same political beliefs. Not true. Now we move on to the next part of the passage, which really goes to the heart of where I hope the Holy Spirit leads you during these next 4 years. He says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. What a better way to put it. I can't think of a better way to put it. They'll ask you about creation. Well, yes, you can say, yes, this is what I believe about creation. Or you can say, I realize that believing in 6 days of creation and 6 24-hour days is a leap of faith, but I believe what the Bible says in Genesis because I believe what Jesus did for me in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in being made like me, suffering like me, being tempted like me, dying for me, rising from the dead for me. If I believe what the Bible says in these 4 books of the Bible, well, I'm going to believe the rest of it too. Express your hope. Articulate your hope. How will you put Jesus into words? If I believe in Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, I believe in Jesus in the book of Genesis as well, in Him creating the world. When they put you on the line, say you're taking that next step with the boy you're dating, with the girl you're dating, you can say, no, that's wrong. Well, and that wouldn't be all that bad. Or you could express it as the hope that you have in Jesus. You really think that would be good for our relationship? Hey, you know I'm a Christian. You know that God has a better way for this. And it's in commitment that is based off of the commitment Jesus has to me every day of my life. I hope that's what I build my relationship off of, not just physical attraction. Express your hope. Put Jesus into words. And in the world of politics, oh my goodness. Well, I pray God's blessings for you with that one. But let it suffice to say, don't let anyone pin you into being one standard Christian with one standard political belief. That is maturity in your Christian faith, where you learn to engage everyone around you, especially as it pertains to the government God has given you, to serve you, to protect you, to give you the freedom to express your hope in Jesus in peace. The last part I want to talk about is where we began. Law and gospel. If you have a mastering of the basics and you're wondering, where do I go now? Law and gospel. The person who's the bully to you in school and just seems to have it be their personal vendetta to make your life as miserable as possible, do they need to be smacked upside the head with God's law to let them know that what they're doing is wrong and there will be consequences to their actions? Or will you take a chance to get to know them and figure out, is that actually what they need, or are they actually a hurting person inside who needs healing, who may have been abused, who may not have very many people in their life who shows love to them? They don't think they have very many people in their life that cares for them. Do they need law or gospel? And even taking a step back from that, looking at yourself, do I need law or gospel? My motivation is running short to put my grades in their proper place, to complete all my projects. Do I need law or gospel? You'll spend lots of time in prayer figuring that out. Do I need sin that needs to be, do I need to be shown my sin? Or do I need to be comforted? Do I need to be reminded of the hope I have in Jesus to motivate you? It'll never be a life of one or a life of the other. It is always finding the balance in yourself and in others. Does this person need to see their sin, or does this person need to be reminded they have a Savior from sin? And if you're ever wondering, and I hope you remember this, if you're ever wondering, do I use law or gospel, eighth graders, we use gospel. Yes, yes, gospel. Yes, because what's the worst that happens? You tell someone the hope you have in Jesus and they ignore you, they blow you off. Hey, that's not your problem. You got to express the faith and hope you have in Jesus. But if you were hard on someone when they actually needed healing, there will be consequences to those actions. Law or gospel? How do I answer? How do I express my hope? It has been an absolute joy and privilege exploring that with you this whole year. You will be in my thoughts. You will be in my prayers. I'll see you around and pray God's blessings for you. Amen.